episode number 310. Take your Camaro to the Woodward Dream Cruise.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your hosts Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And here we go again for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
So what's going on, man?
What a night.
What a night.
Yeah, had some nice Camaros in my driveway.
Yeah.
Drank plenty of good beer, courtesy of our buddy Tom.
Nice little fifth gen gathering there.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
So had a little barbecue for some local folk. Just kind of
good times.
Just a small one. If you're listening, and I should have invited you, and I didn't. Sorry, I didn't. It was kind of almost last minute type thing.
Yeah.
But be sure to let me know so I can put you on the guest list for next time around.
Yeah.
But anyway, topic of the show. Let's get to that.
Woodward Dream Cruise coming up here next Saturday.
What is that? I've never heard of it before.
Never heard of the Woodward Dream Cruise? Oh, my God.
Oh,
I bet you there is a lot of people listening to the show, though, that do not know what the Woodward Dream Cruise is.
And you may have heard about what it is, but if you've never been there, you just don't know.
You don't.
You know how to say it. You know what it's all about, but you don't know what it's really about until you experience it yourself.
Yeah. Just think of a car cruise. Think of your normal run-of-the-mill car cruise, you know? On steroids.
Oh, on steroids.
Times a million.
Yeah. It's
literally.
It's awesome. It's unbelievable. It's pretty much like, it's the biggest car gathering in the planet, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's normally, I think they usually hit around 1.2 to 1.5 million people hitting Woodward and upwards of, I think, 400,000 to 500,000 cars.
Easily.
That roll down Woodward.
Easily.
And Woodward, I guess, is a historic road. One of the first, county roads? Or
I think so, yeah.
Something like that in Michigan, because I know it's M1.
M1, that's right. I forgot how many miles it stretches.
Very historical, dating back to the old muscle car era when people back in the 50s and 60s would take their cars and just go cruising. And I guess drag racing too.
Yeah, they don't. They frown upon that now.
Yes, of course.
It's not quite what it used to be, but I think it's nice that they're still kind of trying to remember that.
Yeah.
It's pretty much cars as far as the eye can see in any direction. Every single parking lot is packed full of cars, and in the midst of it, you'll see.
It goes on for over 10 miles, I think.
Yeah, and you'll see everything from rat rods to unrestored '69 Chevelles. With rust and an old Nova, dude.
And to put it together, your own...
Weird. If you got a farm and a backyard and a welding machine and you put something together, you bring it on out. Ferraris, Lamborghinis, you know, you'll see a McLaren out there. You'll see tons of Camaros.
Tons.
And lots of vets and an absolute buttload of Mustangs.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Mustangs that come out, which is really cool because, you know, that's the variety we always advocate.
Yeah.
Buick Grand Nationals and imports and Ricers and minivans. God help us all.
I know. I feel sorry for the people who actually have to get through Woodward to actually get somewhere.
Like home?
On that day because it's basically a parking lot of traffic for over 10 miles.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in the cruise, you're going 5-10 miles an hour tops when you're moving.
Yeah, if that.
It'll take you probably a couple hours to go from one end to the other.
Yeah.
But it's an incredible sight and it's a good time, and what we're saying is you need to get there. And
next
weekend.
Well,
depending on when you're listening to this, it's going to be the 21st.
Yeah. Saturday.
So 20th.
Basically it's going to be the entire week pretty much.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. It starts sometimes 2 weeks ahead of time where people just start going out and cruising along.
Yeah.
Which is really the good time to go, they say, because it's not as packed and it's the real cars that are out.
Yeah.
The day of the cruise, you'll get the common cars mixed in, you know, the lifted Jeep that's, you know, everywhere, but it's still fun. I mean, everybody needs to get out there and experience it. So you need to get out there and experience it.
Yeah.
I'm going to. Don't know where I'm going to be.
Probably be... Where did we go last year? Oh, that's right. You had the disciple thing last year.
No, it was
for Woodward.
Was it
yesterday? Yeah, it was last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah. Or they gave all you guys Camaros and told you to go cruise?
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I typically hang out with
the Street Lethal guys.
The Street Lethal guys, yeah. Just south of Pontiac, where it's not quite as packed, and you can find a decent car spot without spending $100.
I think that's
it.
Where I want to be again.
Yeah. My buddy Jim from Jim Tech, the show car paint company, he wants me to put my car next to his.
Okay.
For $125. It's not him getting paid. It's whoever rented
the lot.
The lot. Yeah. Yeah. So parking places are at a premium, but that just encourages you to get out there and cruise around.
Absolutely.
So if you're going there, well, I guess by the time our next episode rolls around, if you've gone there, tell us what you think about the Woodward Dream Cruise. And if you happen to go this year for the very first time, tell us your first time thoughts. We'd love to hear about it. Because we could talk about this thing all day long.
Absolutely.
We want to hear what it...
What's
the
web address? Is it dreamcruise.org?
Dreamcruise.org, I believe.
No.
Wow, they lost the domain.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure Google will bring it up pretty... There you go.
WoodwardDreamCruise.com. And Chevrolet is the official sponsor this year, so they're going to have some cool stuff there.
Mm-hmm. And the nifty part about Chevrolet, which leads us into our next section... By the way, get out to Woodward. Our next section is Chevrolet is celebrating their 100th anniversary.
Yes. They sure are.
That's a heck of a nice milestone.
They put up a pretty cool website for this whole deal where you can go in and actually vote.
Yeah.
Your favorite car of the last 100 years, your favorite Chevrolet, and it's kind of broken down into brackets, mm-hmm. and then they pit each car against each other, and you can share it on Facebook, and people can vote that way, too, so...
Where's the standing set on that?
I don't know. Let's see here. What do we got? Oh, it just moved over to something else here.
Just hit the bow tie.
Drivers, start your vote. So,
uh-oh. So looks like the Camaro lost.
Yeah, it did.
Wow.
Well,
the fifth-gen Camaro lost.
The fifth-gen, yeah.
But what is that? A 69 Camaro is still in the running?
Looks like it.
Against, what the hell is that?
Let's see here. It's a 1936 Suburban versus a 1969 Camaro, and the Camaro is crushing it. And we also have a 1957 Bel Air versus a 2009 Corvette ZR1.
And how's that working?
Really close race right now.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Just separated by about 400 votes. And the Bel Air is ahead by just a little there.
Not surprised, man. Everybody knows what a 57 Chevy is.
Of course. It's a staple. And then the other side, we've got a 1963 Corvette Stingray versus a 1970 Chevelle SS.
I gotta bet that the Corvette's stomping the Chevelle.
Actually, the Chevelle is ahead.
Nifty, because I love Chevelles.
Yeah, 2625 to 1891 votes.
Wow.
And round two is going on for 20 more hours. So it's in the,
it's getting
in the
close.
Round two. And the final of the bracket is a 1953 Corvette versus a 1948 pickup.
Corvette's got to be stomping that pickup.
Not by much.
Really?
It's 2320 to 1843.
This is really neat. So if you haven't gotten out and played along with this and voted, all you need is a Facebook account, right?
Yeah.
Which I think 99.9% of the entire world has one.
750 plus million people have Facebook accounts now.
We got more than that coming to CamaroZ20.com every day. That ain't nothing. So
I think it's at Chevrolet.com/100-years, and it automatically pulls up that page when you go to Chevrolet.com.
Yeah.
So go vote and see.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool how they're doing that. I wonder what the winner is going to be. I guess we'll find out soon.
Well, we can see some final votes here.
What was the final vote on the Camaro?
48-60.
And that was
it was defeated in round one by a 1970 Chevelle SS.
Wow, neat. And that's the one that's up against that's up against the Stingray, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Neat. Pretty neat.
It is pretty cool, and it's nice how they did that. So we were thinking, you know, with me being a Chevrolet guy my whole life, and Chris, you as well.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, we thought that we should use this podcast and you, our listener, to help honor Chevrolet's 100-year anniversary. And I think, Chris, this is a good idea on your part. So, you know, we want you to get, be a part of wishing Chevrolet happy birthday.
Yes. So what we want you to do is call in. Everybody, pick up your phone, call in. 586-486-3182, and leave a 10-second or less voicemail message that just either says happy birthday or, you know, thanks for my fifth gen Camaro, happy birthday, something like that.
Thanks for my first gen Camaro.
Yeah, anything Chevrolet. We're going to put them all together into a nice little happy birthday message, and we're going to send them on to Chevrolet.
Yep.
Wish them a happy birthday.
Yeah, and we're going to play it here in the podcast when we get 100 of them in.
Yeah.
And so call in. Yeah. 10. You have 10 seconds or less.
Yes.
Anything that goes over 10 seconds,
we're
we
cutting you
will
off.
Not... Are we gonna,
we'll just cut it off.
We'll just chop it.
Yep, we'll just chop it.
We'll just chop it.
Yep.
Okay, so you can talk all you want. You just won't get a whole lot of messages.
Because I'm not going to spend 2 days editing this thing.
You're just going to 10 seconds, chop. Next, chop.
Next. Yep. We'll put into a nice little presentation. And,
yeah.
Be a part of history, man.
Yeah.
Pick up your phone, give us a call, and leave your message, and wish him a happy birthday.
Yeah, in fact, you know, maybe I'll be the first one to do it.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, I got to be part of this.
Of course.
Good idea, Chris. This is cool. So get your calls in. The sooner the better, because we'd like to put this together soon. We only have 100 spots, and leave your mark on history.
Yeah.
Excellent idea.
Everybody, call in.
Love it. Now, put down the MP3 player.
No, the phone's ringing. Just kidding.
let's see here. Last week, we talked about the site for all the special edition Camaros that Chevrolet put together.
Yeah.
Well, I was, you know, playing around with it. It's a really nice site and everything, but I got to the point where I kind of wanted to look at a couple of the cars side by side to see what the differences is, other than just visual.
Yeah.
And so what I did is we took all the special edition 5th gen Camaro information, just the basics, picture, quick specs, and the PDF download, and put it on
a single page.
One handy dandy page. So you can just kind of, it's like a quick reference guide to all official Chevrolet special edition models.
Right.
And you can hit that at the front page of CamaroZ28.com. And Chris, you'll link this up in the show notes, of course.
Yep, you betcha.
That was fun to put together.
Yeah.
Because then you kind of get to scroll through and just all of them. I like what Chevrolet did. I like the presentation and all. But just for a quick reference, it doesn't quite do it. So
yeah,
we're happy to fill
in. I really
that.
Dig that new Synergy, man. That new Synergy Camaro.
I like that car. I
love it.
The only thing I don't like is the exhaust.
The price?
Oh. Well, nobody likes the price, no matter what they say. Is the exhaust tips being that trapezoid or rhomboid shape?
Yeah,
just,
I don't know.
I'm a traditional
guy. I guess
it
could have been worse. It could have been like the Chevy Bowtie or something.
those things were kick-ass on the fourth gens, though. Yeah, people would bowtie out on that.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Just hit it if you need it and bookmark it and use it as reference. And as Chevrolet releases more special edition Camaros, which I gotta think they will be.
Oh yeah,
we'll just keep adding
to
them.
The ZL1's coming out next year, so
yeah. Is that considered a special edition?
I don't know.
I don't think so, because it's not exactly a limited run, or it's not to commemorate something. It's just badass. Shear the face right off your skull when
balls
you hit that
to the wall.
Yeah, that's right. Bring it forward. Actually, they are though.
Yeah.
Ford is stepping up to the plate. This is going to get
good.
This is going to get real interesting. So
good.
Is Chrysler.
Yeah.
There's been some interesting dyno runs happening recently.
Yeah, there's been interesting test runs too.
Yeah, there's some neat stuff going on. So that's okay. I think Chevrolet's, you know, ready. So, speaking of Chevrolet and being ready,
yeah,
are they ready to start selling Camaros with no seats?
Well, apparently, one of our members posted it on the site this week that if you choose, I think it was the Synergy package,
yeah,
and then configured the interior with black or something.
Something like that.
The seats disappeared from the inside.
From the visual cue, you know.
Well, this is obviously not serious, you know, thing, but go ahead and explain what this is all about.
Well, just some quick background. I used to be the project manager for Chevrolet.com for all the build your own or BYO assets, meaning all the images that gets generated when you're building your Camaro or any other Chevrolet vehicle online. This was my job for the last half of last year. And what had happened there is that depending on how the current company that does Chevrolet's website, which is Goodby Silverstein and Partners, built the page, it could be one of two things why this happened. One is that the Photoshop file came in and the seat layer was accidentally turned off, and it missed the QA session.
Quality.
Yep. They something weird like that happened, so it just kind of managed to make it in without that one layer, and nobody really noticed it, because truthfully, there's hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of images to go through, because they have to make an image for every possible combination they offer.
Right.
You know, and it gets really nutty when it comes to the pickup trucks, by the way.
Yeah.
or there's there's the website is designed so that when you pick combinations, it pulls in like, okay, now put in this dash layer on the website, on the web page, and then add this seat onto the web page, and maybe there's something that's making it not fire. So it's one of two things. So people are, you know, who are curious about how the website works, there you have it.
Wow. Well, it's still not working, so.
And if I was on the job, so people, I'd be getting yelled at.
Yeah, so people working over either at Goodbye or Chevrolet, hey, heads up.
Yeah, or it could be another company. Well, I'm not going to start dropping names.
Yeah.
But they're the company that does the 3D rendering. They do a very, very good job.
Oh, okay.
Here in the Detroit area. And I had the pleasure of working with them as well. Because everything you see on the Build Your Own never existed. Only on computer.
Wow.
They're that good.
Wow.
And they look real. But
they sure do.
It's just so much easier to be able to render the vehicle inside and out, and then be able to rotate in any angle possible without having to go through extensive photo shoots and say, oh, this is wrong, let's book it again and get a car out. Oh, we can't get the car, blah, blah, blah. So they do it all in CGI. Not all, most in CGI.
Nice.
It's pretty neat to be behind the scenes on what makes the Chevrolet website tick.
Hmm.
So there you go. No seat delete option for real.
If you ever wondered how that worked, well, there you go.
I'm always available to answer cool questions like that because I like talking about it, you can tell.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Shoot.
So how much horsepower do you think the ZL1's going to have?
556 horsepower. No, my number was 600.
Yeah. Well, everybody, you need to get in your guess there. And if you want, call in and let us know, too, as long as you're posting in the thread, too, because we're going to be giving away something when the ZL1 horsepower numbers are officially announced. Whoever was closest to the pin... Or hit the number right on the head, or
I think somebody's going
to
hit it.
Yeah, I mean, there's everywhere from what starting at 556 all the way to 600 and something.
Yeah, I really would like to be at 666, just because it's going to be an evil machine. but so get your vote in the thread, and well, it'll run until we get an official number, and then we'll pick the winners. And even if you're not the first person to pick the number, but you still pick the number, you still get a cool Camaro Z28.com keychain that I will send out personally.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll put my fingerprints on it. And then maybe I better wipe those off in case somebody wants My mitts. Hey, man, do we have any voicemails?
Yeah, we do.
All right. I'm dying to hear some voicemailage.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah, what's up, guys? It's Mike from New York, 5th Gen. I just had a supercharger question for Jason. Does it pay to add a torque converter if I'm doing a supercharger? It got addressed a little bit in the forums, but I want to hear what you think. Thanks. Peace.
I guess that's me.
New York 5th Gen.
Representing.
Yeah.
I got beers. Oh, I drank a lot of beer last night. Hey, Mike, by the way, Tom was up and he brought some beer, so he and I
lots of beers
mixed it up. Yeah. Wish you guys could have been here. We got to get together again soon.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everybody's got a different opinion on this. I was told that with a supercharger and daily driving, you know, driving around town, not trying to set records or break records at the track or hardcore racing or anything, you don't need one. Yeah. That's what I was told, and I didn't go with one, and I'm really happy with how the car drives.
Because you're a street car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to be going to the strip and, you know,
not like
in a high stall or something like that in the torque converter.
Not like I used to.
Yeah.
No. No, so I'm pretty happy with it as a driver that I probably won't ever put a torque converter on it just for that reason.
Okay.
But, you know, if you want to get some kicking your ass shifting going on, give it a try and tell me how you like it.
Cool.
Get that supercharger on, too.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks,
ready,
Mike.
Ready for the next one?
Yep.
Hey, guys. It's Jonathan Brown out in Olbertown, New Jersey. I just want to tell you, every week I enjoy your V28 Camaro podcast. Last week's show, we did drive other vehicles like the CTSV wagon and the Volt. I thought it was insightful, and I enjoyed it. It's good to hear sports car enthusiasts such as yourselves reviewing other vehicles, and I hope you continue to do it. Can't wait for the ZL1 to hit, and you guys give us your review. And, of course, I understand one gentleman will be buying one. I think you're making the right choice. It's just a question of whose car is going to be more reliable and faster versus adjacent. Anyway, thank you very much. You guys do great work. Go for the work,
Mr. Jonathan Brown, always a pleasure to hear from you. Yeah, we reviewed a couple vehicles last week. I just turned in my CTSV wagon on Wednesday, and very, very sad to see that go. I much miss the 556 horsepower below my foot at any given time. I've been driving my Camaro now, and it's missing horsepower.
It's like crack.
It's not there.
Yeah.
It's just not. When you're used to driving that, I mean, oh, when you throttled that car, the wagon, and the way it stuck you back in the seat, it was just phenomenal. Phenomenal. Oh, man.
They're saying that the ZL1 is going to be more, how do I use their words without using their words? Everybody is going to be shocked. Those are my words, not anybody else's, at the power and performance and capability of the ZL1.
Mm. Yes.
So if you like that CTSV as much as you do, I think you're going to be really happy with the ZL1.
Oh, boy.
I'm with Jonathan here. I think you're making a good choice if you like that.
Yeah.
You posted your review, your final thoughts and everything in the Automotive News and Future Vehicle and Industry Discussion Forum, which is always popular, and I'm glad we built that a long time ago. And I also posted my review and final thoughts of the Volt. I hated to let that go. It was such a cool, easy to drive car, and it was actually very fun to drive. I don't know what it was about it. It made it fun. So I miss it. I wish I had it back. I'm going to always have a soft spot for one. In fact, right after I turned it in, I saw another one on the road, and I was just like,
Volt.
Like to this day, I see a Trailblazer SS, I just get this little black spot in my belly going,
I wish I never got mine. Forgot mine.
Yeah. So, I posted some photos and some videos and
I'll
stuff
link up
like
both
that.
Of those articles in the show notes this week.
Yeah, definitely. If you get a chance to drive a Volt or a C2 or anything different, do it. Don't pigeonhole yourself into just one vehicle.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed those, Jonathan. And we're hoping that we're going to get the chance to be able to test a couple more vehicles here too. So.
We could have done a Camaro SS convertible.
Yeah, that's on the list.
You know, it's on the list, but I'm glad that Jonathan recognized that we want to do something different.
Yeah.
So very cool. Thank you very much for that voicemail.
So we got an email here, too.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to read that?
Yeah, go ahead. It's pretty short.
This one here. This came from Wesley, and he says, his username is Lil Red Ragtop. I didn't even catch that until just now. He says, I found some threads on the board about the Rascal Flats Camaro with comments from several people on each side of the fence. But I was curious on your opinions on what the Rascal Flats Camaro are. Also, what do you think of the T-tops? There's been a long time discussion on whether or not the 5th Gen should have T-tops, and from the pictures I have seen, I actually think the T-tops look nice. To me, I believe they make them look as they would if GM had made them. Thank you for that email, Wesley. I'm starting to get some weird feelings and thoughts about some of these special edition Camaros.
Yeah?
These one-off.
These customs.
I hate to use the term, but it's like a theme Camaro.
Yeah.
And I love seeing new stuff. I love to see ground being broken on Camaros. But the whole theme thing is just kind of running its course. You know?
Yeah. And normally you see stuff like this at SEMA.
Yeah.
You know, for the type of shows that they do and you can see the customization that can be done on these type of Camaros. The T-tops are a neat concept in the 5th Gen. I don't know if I would want them. I don't know.
I got to check about that too, just because unless they crash tested them. The way that the cars are designed now to absorb shock and impact that ripples through the entire car in key locations, you're cutting a big old piece of that structure away, big solid piece, to make those T-tops happen. And who knows if that car is going to fold like a house of cards if it hits something heavy, heavy and hard.
Yeah. Agreed.
So I don't know. I don't know. I think it's nice to see. I love a custom car.
Yeah.
But kind of like the whole American Chopper thing, the theme bike thing just got kind of dumb
overplayed.
To me. Let's look at a helicopter and let's make a bike that looks like a helicopter. Let's make a helicopter bike. Yeah. Okay, let's do there's a gumball machine. Hey, let's make a gumball machine bike.
I mean, I can appreciate the customization that goes into these cars.
Oh, yeah. A lot of good work.
But like you said, I think it's starting to get overplayed a little bit.
Let's make a helicopter Camaro.
Yeah, no. But the video of it was really cool. It was West Coast Customs who did the Camaro, and there was our good buddy Pete Basica was in the episode installing a Petter suspension on the car.
Nice.
And explaining everything there is about a Bush. Pete's good like that.
Pete's good with Bush. I wonder if he's listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I got a video of him explaining what a radius bush is and installing
it. It was really cool.
Yeah. But and I love a custom car. I don't know. I think it's neat to see things like this, but I'd rather see a true custom that is its own theme, not based on something else. I think that's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
So, Wesley, thank you so much for that email. Much appreciated. We love to get voicemails and emails from anybody about anything Camaro-related or automotive-related, for that matter. And here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Ready for another voicemail?
You got it.
Hi, guys. It's Jonathan Brown again from Old Bethany, New Jersey. Sort of a question that's on my mind. The magnet charger supercharger on your Camaro SS, could you use that car every day? I mean, I realize you don't because you want to keep it perfect, but if you wanted to drive it 12,000 miles a year, day in and day out, you know, irregardless of the paint mix from rock chips or whatever it is, could you use that vehicle every day and not have a problem with reliability and maintenance? And what would it be like if you had to take a guess? Thank you very much. Great show, guys.
Thanks for calling in again, Jonathan. Well, what do you think?
Yeah.
The way it sits right now, even with those tires?
No. No, no.
You might want to change those tires.
Change the tires and always be, you know, power in moderation. But as far as drivability and assumed reliability, yeah, I think it could be done. If you live in where there's no snow, piece of cake.
You might want to change the exhaust, too, if you're driving it every day.
Yeah. You'd piss a lot of people off.
Yeah.
It's pretty loud.
Yeah, but the way it sits, I mean, it drives like an OEM car.
Yeah, it's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
There you have it, Jonathan. Go ahead, go out and buy yourself a brand new Camaro and throw them magnets and stuff.
Actually, based on his previous voicemails, and there's been
a
lot of them, he's probably going to get a ZL1. That's right. Thanks for that voicemail, Jonathan. Always good to hear from you, buddy. We got a couple more, but
we do
save them for next week.
We're going to save them for next week.
Starting to run out of time.
Yeah, we're getting to the end here.
In fact, how much time do we have left?
We've got about a minute and a half.
All right, I'm going to tell a quick story then.
Okay.
Now, I don't get involved in a whole lot of road rage anymore. I don't do anything, you know, like that because I'm a responsible driver. And I just let things go. But something happened to me the other day that I thought was pretty interesting, and I thought it was really funny. I work in downtown Detroit, and I drive home, and I go through the unpleasant part of Detroit to get home because it's just easier and quicker and more consistent. And I was cut off by some guy in a red
POS something.
It was actually in decent shape, a Thunderbird or some... what the heck was it? Doesn't matter. It was a red... whatever. And he cuts me off to the point where if I didn't slam on my brakes, I would actually T-boned him. It was that sharp of a cutoff.
Okay.
And I, out of habit, I hit my horn, and he gave me the finger. And I was kind of like, wait a second, he cuts me off, and I didn't like lay on my horn. I just like beep, you know, like hey buddy, you know, look out for me.
Yeah, maybe he didn't see you.
And
or something.
I get the finger. So I got curious. So I rolled down my passenger window, and I sped up, and I got next to him, and I looked over at him, and he started screaming, you F this and F that. Yeah. I'm like, I said, listen, you cut me off, and you give me the finger. He goes, well, you should have effing let me get over. And I said, if you would have used your turn signal, I would have known that you were trying to get over. Roll the lane ends. Can't you see that? And I'm like, I'm not in that lane, so I'm not paying attention to your lane. And then it was go back, you know, a little bit of banter back and forth. And then he said something that I'll never forget, and I don't quite get it. He just kind of tried to end the argument by saying, go back to the suburbs.
Oh, so I guess if you live in Detroit, you're allowed to cut people off.
And if you live in the suburbs and you live a good life and you work hard and you have a decent home and a decent neighborhood, that's bad?
I guess so.
Go back. So I actually
maybe he was just jealous.
I was driving a 11-year-old beater Grand Cherokee. His car was nicer than mine.
You never know.
But I actually took my foot off the gas because I didn't
couldn't wrap your mind around what he just came up with.
I'm like, go back to the suburbs. What, because I was wearing a shirt that didn't have holes in it? Whatever. So I pretty much said I have to, you know.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
You know, I have to drive past your trailer park to get to the suburbs, jackass, or something like that. I don't remember. But I, you know, let it go. But
yeah.
I just thought it was. So I'm here to say.
Interesting.
Don't be ashamed of your success because somebody else isn't.
Yeah.
And if you're that guy listening, get bent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I feel better now. I feel better. And I hope he does too, knowing that I'm a suburbanite.
Yeah.
All right.
We got to take off.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. We're out of time, but we will be back next week to talk more about the Dream Cruise. Hopefully, you get your voicemails and emails in about it.
And don't forget to leave your happy birthday message, too.
10 seconds or less. That's all you got.
We'll see you next week.
See you.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.